All right, we're going to head over to the Zoom line here. Kunal Patel on the line with us. He's with the Dallas Federal Reserve, and their fourth quarter survey was just completed for 2024, released about a week or two ago. It's available at the website, the Dallas Federal Reserve's website, the energy portion, special questions, or energy survey, sorry. And, you know, Kunal, and thanks for joining us here. And my takeaway, as I skimmed through some of the questions and I took some notes down, I didn't retain a lot, to be honest. So that's one of the reasons why we're grateful you're here to give us an overview of it, because there is a lot there. But what I kind of took away from it is this was very much powered as a reaction to the election, whether it's optimism in price, whether it's regulatory, whether it's thoughts about expansion into federal areas. There just seemed like there was a lot of questions that, if you're looking at it, seemed to be really powered by the election. Did you get that sense at all?
I think you caught on to something that's very important with the recent release. I should mention, so the recent release, we collected survey responses from December 11th to the 19th. So that was after the election. And of course, the release before that was before the election. It was in September. And some parts I definitely agree with. So like when we are thinking about outlooks, we do survey our, so in the survey, there is one executive per company. We survey about 200 upstream oil and gas firms that are headquartered in our 11th district, which is Texas, Southern New Mexico, and Northern Louisiana. And 134 of these firms did respond this latest quarter, 87 were exploration production firms, and then 47 were oil services firms. Now we have an index that is called the Outlook Index. And what we do is you take the percentage of firms that say that their outlook has improved over the last 3 months and subtract the percentage of firms that have reported that it's deteriorated. And then if it's positive, it's just expansion. So that index was positive, but it was below the, I guess, the long-term average. And so what that means is that firms are mildly optimistic, but they're just not as optimistic as they normally are. But I should mention, last quarter, that index was negative. And so what we can point at to for the last 3 months is, of course, there was the election result. Commodity prices were roughly unchanged. And so just like you mentioned, it looks like, you know, they are reacting to this latest election. They're becoming a little bit more optimistic. We would say that their outlooks are brightening. They're just what we would define as mild optimism. And when you think about price, you know, for year-end 2025 expectations, they expect the price to be around, well, their survey average was $71. So during the survey period, it was $71. In 2024, and then their expectation for year-end 2025 was 71. So there wasn't a lot of optimism in terms of price, but we did ask, we have changing questions every quarter in our special question section. I think the one that you found was the question of how do you expect permitting times for drilling wells on federal lands to change over the next 4 years? And most of the respondents said it would become faster. The most likely response is slightly faster. Looks bright. They're just still like a cautious, you know, or mild out there, not really seeing much upside in prices. I should always mention prices are very hard to predict. They are thinking that, you know, federal permitting will get faster. And then I know this is a very long-winded answer, but I should mention we of course also asked about capital spending. And you know, there are some signs that over the last 3 months, you know, that, you know, their 2025 investment, they may have increased it a bit. You know, it's about one third of firms saying that, you know, over the past 3 months, our plans for 2025 have changed, where we think we're going to invest a little bit more than we did before. But then also 66% said no. So it's kind of hard to judge that, right? And some said yes, but most said no. But, you know, if something was different in those 3 months, what would you have seen?
Anyone spending money this year? Sure seemed like the industry was a little bit on pause last year, and What kind of outlook did people have for spending next year? More or less, or not sure?
It's a good question. So when it comes to our capital spending question, we kind of let them choose, you know, if it's an increase slightly, increase significantly, and on the other side. And so across the board, when you're thinking of all the respondents, they do expect their spending to go up. But I should mention the industry is very fragmented, so we have a lot of small companies. And when we look at the larger companies, so we can kind of, it's a little bit easier to segment the E&P firms into smaller and larger. So what we do with our E&P firms is we segment them into larger and smaller, where larger is if you are producing 10,000 barrels a day or more. I know some people are like, well, those firms producing more, that's correct. But that's how we kind of separate them. And when we do that, we find that 50% of large E&P firms expect to decrease capital spending next year, whereas 36% expect to increase capital spending. So a little bit more thinking decrease versus increase among our larger firms. And our larger E&Ps make up more than 80% of U.S. oil production. So they really drive capital spending for the industry. So you should expect capital spending to be flat to slightly down in 2025. Obviously, for 2024, you know, there's various sources that kind of provide data on what the capital spending is. My understanding is that most people would say that it goes roughly flat to slightly down, you know, like the 0 to -5%. You can kind of get that sense from the survey, but we don't actually collect the specific numbers. But my judgment from the data is a lot of smaller players will increase spending. But when you're looking at those companies that really drive spending, you're more likely to see, when you put it all together, flat to slightly down.
Methane, CO2, a lot of regulations, a lot of opportunity on the methane side, more on the regulations. CO2 is a double-edged sword. There's also opportunity to get into some enhanced oil recovery projects and some carbon capture projects, but also it's being regulated in a whole new way. Of course, you got flaring and water. Or the regulatory side.
Great question. So we asked a question around essentially, you know, firms have different, I guess, sustainability plans. And then over time, of course, they can see how they're faring against their plans. So we asked a little bit more about their plans currently. And we did this for our exploration and production firms because a lot of times, I think a lot of these regulations kind of mention around emissions, flaring, water reuse. And so, you know, we asked firms, do you have a plan to reduce CO2 emissions, reduce methane emissions, reduce flaring, recycle, reuse water, and investment in renewables? And then we split the responses between large and small. And what we found was generally the larger firms, again, the larger firms are the ones that produce 10,000 barrels a day or more. They're the ones that have many of these plans. The plan that most have, like the majority, recycles around 1%, and then renewables is about 7%. Then among our smaller firms, you know, they generally have about 20% that will have some of these plans. But I should mention again, small firms are less than 10,000 barrels a day. There are a lot of firms out there that could be producing 10 barrels a day, 50 barrels a day, you know, a couple of wells. And so, you know, some of them may not be as relevant, but also some of them just, their operations are much smaller, they have a smaller headcount. We've been asking this question, though, for multiple years. And so there wasn't really much of a surprise. I think the percentages were very similar to the prior year. A lot of it's for us to see if something has changed. Again, the larger firms, you know, some of them are public firms, some of them are private firms. And then there's, of course, different regulations. Some of them have public investors, some of them have private investors. But overall, roughly about two-thirds of the large firms said that they have plans around emissions, flaring, and water reuse.
Well, I just have just a couple more here, and then we'll kind of wrap her up. I had the special questions comment question I wanted to ask you about, but at the same time, I had one more, and I'm just getting to it here. And oh, you mentioned the price forecasting earlier. I know you guys like to forecast out several years, and you do a short term and a long term forecast. Give us an overview of the short term, long term, and the mama bear in the middle too.
Absolutely. So we do ask our executives what their expectations are for a year out, 2 years out, and 5 years out. A lot of it provides a perspective of how they think about their capital spending. And so for the first year, 1 year, five expectations are $71 per barrel. That's actually the same price during the survey period, essentially flat. Get 2 years out, the average response is $74. And then when you get 5 years out, you have $80. So, you know, it's roughly flat, you know, especially if you adjust it for inflation, like CPI inflation. The 85 years out might be pretty close to the 71 that's 1 year out. I should mention we also have it for natural gas. So for natural gas, if you think of year end 2025, $3.19 per MMBTU. 2 years out, $3.63 per MMBTU. And then 5 years out is $4.16 per MMBTU. I think since we've been collecting this data generally on the first year out, a lot of times the expectations can be close to the current spot price, but sometimes they think it's going to be a little higher and a little bit lower. When there's a big sell-off, they think it's going to go up. And there's a very large spike in prices, I think it's going to come down a bit. As you go on to further out expectations of 2 and 5 years, generally the expectations are for it to increase, but there can be different ranges. Sometimes they expect significant increases, and sometimes they expect smaller increases.
It's going to be interesting to see natural gas because of the emergence of artificial intelligence and data centers are just so reliant on natural gas. I do believe that's going to be a wild card with some of these predictions. That's pure speculation on my part, folks. So stick around as we will circle back at some of these energy surveys with Kunal Patel and the Dallas Federal Reserve because things happen and change all the time. And getting to the special questions comment, it's the perfect segue or transition into that because, man, I was taken back at some of the comments, and there was only a couple of them down there, but you know, different states operating like different countries. And I mean, the comments were getting pretty direct, Kunal. I mean, how do you take that when some of these comments are coming in and basically saying that it's the Wild West out there right now?
So I always say, and also Jason, you probably know this, so I think you're looking at the special questions comment section. There's also the additional comments. So when you click on additional comments on that, right under, you'll see many other comments.
Oh, there's more.
Yes,
Oh,
there's
I only saw the two. So here, I was looking for more because they were pretty good.
And I think we had about 30, at least 30. I'm scanning it quickly. I think it's about 30
Oh,
comments.
here they are. Yep, go ahead.
And I always say with the comments, so we at the Dallas Fed, we don't endorse the comments, but they provide each one is a view of that specific executive, right? And I think you were mentioning something where in many ways they were talking about regulation. And of course, regulation matters for businesses because it impacts them. And so in that specific one, they were talking about how different states have different ways of doing things. And I think within the industry, I think executives may see that, right? Like a lot of times, we have a lot of development in the state of Texas. But Texas, I think when we reach out to contacts, they generally say it's a friendly state in terms of regulation. And there may be other states that they may feel that are not as friendly. And so I think there's always a push and pull. Should it be the states that decide or the federal government? But I always say each comment is the commodity prices, industry consolidation, comments around the broader economy. I think there's just a variety of comments, and when you read through them all, hopefully it provides color on what these specific respondents are thinking.
Yeah, they're a little bit like the Sunday comics at times too. They can get pretty good. That's opinions though. That's something else. Well, when is the next energy survey, and what do you tell folks? Any instructions, public awareness type thing? Do you looking for more companies to participate? Take a moment and kind of plug what you do and let people know where they can get it.
Like Jason mentioned, we appreciate hearing district are working for an upstream company and you're willing to represent your company. And so we always welcome additional participants. You can sign up on our Dallas Fed website. There'll be a link there. We appreciate the input, insights, and thoughts that we received through the survey. Again, next survey release will be towards the end of March. It comes out every quarter. And of course, Jason, thanks for having me on today.